This podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith at Oars Capital, an SEC-registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Mark works with clients on everything from financial planning to retirement strategies to investment management. Just go to oarscapital.com. You know, we already know that 50% of the marriages end in divorce. Well, isn't it time now to change the conversation?
Yeah, like to how to have a loving, successful marriage. And this is Chick to Chick.
You know, Carrie, the purpose of this podcast is how can we make our marriage work? And, you know, marriage is work for it to be successful.
Oh, it totally is. But also work implies that it's got to be, you know, laborious and maybe, you know, it's just taxing. And I think a lot of times we talk about that side of marriage, that it is work. But I want to talk about today how it's loving and how it's successful and how people can really enjoy each other, fathom that, enjoy each other in a marriage, right?
Absolutely. You know, and oftentimes when you do these stories or podcasts about how do you make your marriage work, we, you know, you talk to a couple that may have been married for 70 years and you always hear the same thing from the husband. Well, how's it work? Well, it's because she's always right, you know, and because, you know, she does whatever she wants to do.
Right.
Is that really realistic?
No.
Why not?
No, I know you might like that, but no, it's not. Today, we need to talk to some people who I think can lend us some perspective. And guess what? They're not an 80-year-old couple, right? They're not. They're young. It's actually our friends, Patrick and Jessica McCloskey, and they've been married for 10 years. Now I know I've got 25 years under my belt. I could speak to it differently, but there was something about this couple that struck us. So first of all, Patrick, Jessica, we're so happy to have you here and it's so good to see your faces.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here, guys. You two have been married for 10 years. You just recently celebrated your anniversary. So look back over the past decade and tell us what was good about it and maybe wasn't so good about it.
You want to go first?
You know, I think that from the very beginning, we've always made sure to laugh a lot. So, you know, we like to make things fun and light. And I think that has helped get us through. Yeah, we just kind of make things fun. As far as what hasn't been good.
Lay it on us, Jessica.
I know. No, I mean, we got married young, so I think we grew together. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot about life. You mature together. So just those learning processes and then the external things that just life, you know, hits you with hard times. So learning to get through those things. But I'd say generally it's been mostly good.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Let's
go first to see where we were starting from. Honestly, you know, it's been a great 10 years. You know, we to give the viewers and listeners some context. You know, we started dating in middle school, so we've been together for a long, long time, and then got married right after college. I was 22, and you were 23, but got married right after college. And I think, you know, we've dealt with everything from not making a lot of money, especially in the beginning, and dealing with those kind of financial hardships. I remember doing dealing with our checking and saying, hey, we're going to run out of money here. And we had to deal with that in a certain way and have those conversations. And then obviously we've had other things that have gone, you know, well in our marriage, which is that we have two kids, which is fantastic. But we've also had, you know, miscarriages and whatnot. So those are some of the things that have been kind of trials and tribulations of our marriage that we've had to work through. And obviously all the family stuff, in-laws, family stuff. So I think there's a ton there that you have to work with. So it's been a good 10 years though. It really has.
Flora, when you and I started talking about the concept of a good, successful marriage conversation, you actually are the one who said, I love something that I read from Patrick. Flora, I know that you just loved it because that's why you said we got to talk to Patrick and Jessica.
Well, it was your Facebook post that caught my eye. And Patrick, the things that you said, but there was one thing that really struck me. And I'd like the two of you to talk about this. You said in your Facebook post, you said, you know, when you start going off and you go off on a rant and, you know, crazy things come out of your mouth because, you know, come on, you're a guy, you can't help yourself. You say stupid things, right? You can't help yourself.
Yep.
But what you said that was so poignant is that even when you get angry or you get upset, that she gives you grace because she knows what's in your heart. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, I gasped because it was beautiful. And I would love the two of you to explain really what you meant by that.
So yeah, in terms of that, Flora, I think the main thing I wanted to speak there is that I think that's what really has made our marriage work so well. Is that one thing that Jessica's, I haven't had the opportunity, but Jessica spoke at a couple weddings as the maid of honor and matron of honor. Is that what it is? Yeah. And one thing she always says is tame your tongue. You know, be careful of what you say. But that also means that when you take the time to think about what you're going to say, maybe it's walk away, maybe it's take a deep breath. But sometimes, regardless, you're going to say things that you'll regret. It's just the truth. And I think the most important thing for us when I look at how our relationship works is that we do give each other grace when the words aren't perfect. And I think there's been many a times when I've said something and I've been like, oh, that was not. And she looks at me a certain way and she gives me that little bit of grace that I need, that I didn't really mean to say it that way. And I don't have to follow around the house forever and say, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. She just says, I understand you didn't mean it. Those weren't the words that were appropriate there, but I appreciate you know that you're willing to share this with me and that you're willing to debate this with me. So I think it's just having that communication and having that constant struggle, but also just giving each other a little bit of grace. So I don't know if you want to add to that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's something that we both have practiced over the past 10 years is just taking some time and space, not speaking out of anger, which I think initially we definitely did. I think most people do. And then you learn, you know, he's not an angry person. He's not trying to hurt my feelings. You know, most of the time when we have a disagreement, we're just trying to get our points across. So giving each other grace and time and space and just knowing the intention of the other person, I think is important.
And my question would be, did you arrive at this as a couple, or do you feel that you also have a strong foundation maybe from each parent coming into this, like each side of your families that kind of helped you be the best man and woman you could be in your relationship?
Yeah, I know for me, yeah, I have a good foundation and I watch my parents. My parents have been married over 40 years and so, and their relationship's very loving and they love each other. So I think, you know, I think I learned a lot from that. And just watching, I mean, a lot of it's just example led. So just watching the way my dad, I mean, obviously I'm the man in the relationship. So I most likely watch my father, but watching the way my dad dealt with things. And one thing my dad was never afraid to say is, I'm sorry. I think there's a lot of pride in that. And we don't really talk about that enough, how people just have issues saying, I'm sorry. And I've come back plenty of times to Jessica and said, I was completely wrong. And not just because it's that, you know, like Flora was talking about earlier, that old man, like, well, she's always right. No, when you sometimes, and she's come back to me and said I was, you know, she was wrong. So I think it's just knowing the perspective of that and being willing to do that.
What's a great piece of advice that you would have for other couples who are just getting married in your position, and even people who've been together for 30 years who may be struggling right now? What's your final piece of advice to make your marriage work?
Why don't you go first?
Yeah. He mentioned it earlier, but yeah, I've given a few wedding speeches, and what I've kind of narrowed it down to, which I think is sort of our recipe for success, is, you know, respectful and effective communication. You know, obviously that's sort of the core of any relationship, is that communication piece. Taming your tongue, mm-hmm. So not speaking out of anger, and then expressing gratitude, consistent and constant gratitude.
And for me, I think it's expressing gratitude is probably the biggest one. I think it's so easy when you're in a relationship to then just say, I don't really have to be thankful because, you know, they got me breakfast in the morning. They do that most times. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's a huge mistake. Or maybe I take the trash out every week. But she thanks me. I mean, I do it. I've been doing it for 10 years and she thanks me. And I'm like, you know, that actually makes an impact, I know, on my heart. And I think that's such a huge one because I don't think we're thankful enough for each other. And I think the greatest thing, and something I always say is the greatest thing about a marriage is not that just the love, it's that the person has the opportunity to leave. So the person has the freedom to leave the marriage. And if they choose not to, that's something they're telling you every day, that they choose to love you, that they're choosing to be a part of that. And you need to, you know, I think it's important to be thankful for that. Every day.
Well, you two are wonderful. We thank you. Honestly,
congratulations.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations on 10 years and cheers to many more. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I'm glad we could chirp. I've never gotten to chirp. Yeah. This is chirping.
There you go. You're chirping.
Flora, they are such a heartwarming couple. I mean, the things that they had to say with just 10 years of marriage under their belt, I know they've known each other for a long time, but I have 25 years of marriage under my belt and I can learn a thing or two from them. It was just beautiful and I appreciate them telling their story.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And I'm so grateful that they were so open and honest and shared. And you know, when you're younger, you think you know everything. And the older you get, you realize that you don't know anything. And I learned a lot today. And I certainly hope that, again, instead of focused on my marriage is difficult, let's get divorced, I hope somebody takes what they heard today and takes it to heart to actually make their marriage work. And we just so appreciate that all of you tuned in today, and we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.